Hello, and welcome back. This is our 102 episode. We've actually already done a 102nd episode, but 102.
102.
Why are you sitting like that?
Because there's this wire in my way that I was already.
You gotta look at least at us, or I'm gonna be looking at the back of a chair the whole entire time.
Here, perfectly.
Yeah,
fine.
Great. And I'm looking at the back of a chair.
I gotta hold this mother.
Have
half.
You ever been a guest?
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah, well, you were a lot.
Dad's first episode was a year ago.
We have Caitlin on the pod.
Hello.
Yeah,
we watched Deadpool.
That does all the McLeans, and not a single Moody been on our podcast. And Andrew keeps acting like he wants to be on.
All the McLeans, all two of them.
I was going to say, how are we counting all of them?
Fitting them.
I heard about, Taylor says it looks good.
Yep.
All right.
I fixed it.
I heard about your genius business maneuver today.
What'd you do?
If you water the grass with the people's...
That's
that
Jack.
Already lives
oh,
there.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
What happened?
Jack McLean. I give him one task, and then he uses private residences' hose bibs to water the grass in Hidden Hills. Caught him a goob for it.
How did he do that instead of... Like, instead of just using...
I mean, there's like a car and like furniture out on the patio.
They're
did he water?
There?
Did he water their lawn or did he water someone else's?
I think he watered somebody else's lawn. At least part of it.
No,
I mean,
that's
they probably
time.
Got like a little touch of water.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Taylor told me.
Did they get
like,
on to you?
I was like, Taylor told me and I was like, why didn't they just tell him to stop?
They were there?
Yeah.
So there was a car in their driveway. And he
said, somebody is out here watering grass with our hose.
Dude.
I feel like Jack looks like... If somebody didn't know Jack, how old do you think they would think he is?
19. He looks like he's in college.
I think he's
I think he could say that age.
I was thinking when you're...
Beard, he's 21.
Oh, I mean, yeah. If he grew out his facial hair, he'd definitely
he's
be older.
He's never done that.
No, because when he was starting to get that mustache, now when you look back at pictures, it looks awful. And we showed him a picture recently. He said, "Why didn't y'all make me shave that mustache?" I said, "We tried so much." And he said, "You should have forced me." I said, "I tried."
Me too, Jack. Takes me about every 2 weeks for somebody to be like, "What's up, mustache?" And then I'm like, "Oh, great.
Yeah,
I gotta shave again."
I bet when he's done with at Trinity, he'll try to grow it out.
Movie night. Movie night. Movie night. Ain't no doubt we about to watch one. Movie night. Turn it on. Gotta get it started. Let's watch a movie tonight. 'Cause movie nights are always the best of times. Got to keep on watching.
Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do.
We watched Deadpool 3, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Did you guys like it? Is it Deadpool X Wolverine or Deadpool and Wolverine?
I would just. And. You think that people call it Deadpool X Wolverine?
That doesn't sound right. But
Title just says Deadpool and Wolverine.
It was originally called Deadpool and Friend. And
oh,
they were
really?
About to release that at the Super Bowl, and then everybody was like, that sucks.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't like a joke title until they announced that Wolverine was going to be in
like,
it.
Signs made up and everything. Caitlin, how'd you like the movie?
I really liked it.
Do you have a rating? Don't say it.
Are you guys ready for the rating?
I think we should just jump into the rating.
All right, ready? One, two, three.
8.5.
Oh.
What'd you say?
8.8. You said 9.2?
Mm-hmm.
8.8. 8.5.
I was iffy on
it. I thought it was good, like how old Marvel movies are good. Like
it's very funny. It's very Ryan Reynolds, and I thought I was going to get tired of Ryan Reynolds type comedy, but this was a very funny movie.
No, I think he's always funny.
Yeah,
I
but
think...
he's got very similar humor the whole entire time. If he kept doing it, you would be like, all right, shut up. Stop breaking the fourth wall.
I think it's like about to that point.
Huh.
I don't think they need to have any more Deadpools.
What? This is like they just...
What they sound like is that they're going to do lots more movies with them.
You know what I mean? Not with
Wolverine. I think Wolverine's done.
The Wolverine thing, they're definitely going to recast him. But they were Ryan Reynolds was like, oh, like everybody's been asking for this Henry Cavill. I was like, dude, I don't want Henry Cavill as Wolverine.
He's too big.
He's too tall.
Who would you make him?
Tom Hardy.
He's too old.
Is he older than Hugh Jackman? He's like 15 years younger.
Well, the reason Hugh Jackman needs to quit is because he's too old. He's been doing it for 20 years.
The kid from Kingsman.
Kingsman. Really?
Daniel Radcliffe.
What?
I'm just throwing out ideas. I'll hear you guys sing.
I liked the Tom Hardy one, but I'll think on...
I like Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy would be good, but he's...
That... Hugh Jackman is very close to being like Iron Man.
It should have been Tom Hardy, and he should have never been Venom, because Venom trash.
Yeah, and he's already in Marvel with Venom. Mm-hmm. He can be cool as Venom once he gets...
He would have been a good Wolverine.
Into
what about Jeremy Allen White?
Was that? Oh, no. Flip.
What's wrong with him?
I just don't picture him as like the Wolverine.
He's short. No, he has great hair for it.
But I don't picture him as the Wolverine.
He's jacked.
He's got blonde facial hair.
Oh, they could work that out.
Yeah, but I don't want to see some guy with blonde facial
hair. He doesn't look like he could grow the Wolverine hair. Like, not even that grow it. Like, I feel like he would be funny with it. Like,
I bet he would be great, and you guys are missing out.
I think he's a phenomenal actor.
Oh, I'd love him. I think he's great. I mean, I've liked him since he was
little. I don't like The Bear season 3 very much.
I haven't started it yet.
It's been good so far.
It sucked.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Addie said she agreed with me today at work, so maybe you
guys. How many episodes in?
I don't know how many she's seen, but I've seen all of it. I was not too pleased with how much progress they made this season. Like, they had like 3 points that they had to get to the whole time.
Matt said that he thinks that The Bear, like, he's like, I like the characters, but I don't feel like the show goes anywhere.
No!
In general. He's talking about, like, the first 2 seasons. We haven't even started season 3.
Oh, yeah. And season 3
the first season certainly had
a... Season 1 definitely went somewhere.
No, I think
that... Season 1 and Season 2, they were creating restaurant The Bear. Now they've created it, and now it's all this just, like, anxiety-induced camera shots where it's like, boom, food plate, boom.
I mean, also, if... The restaurant just worked
hands.
Out well.
That's all they do. Hands!
If the restaurant just worked well, then it would also be bad.
Yeah. Like, they just had, like, a smooth start.
I liked season 2, and Wad was telling me he didn't like it. I was like, oh, that was cool. I mean, everyone went on their side quest all of season 2.
I liked the black guy going to, like, Paris and hanging out with John.
I liked that.
The Netherlands, I think.
Yeah.
I like him. He couldn't be the Wolverine, though.
Yeah. The black dude?
No.
The guy who was,
I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about.
The one with the big glow up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like him before. Mm-hmm. You gotta ball out. Mm-hmm. Once we get jacked, me and John are lifting now. And also, Caitlin's gonna take a 5-minute ice bath.
You're looking jacked.
5 minutes? Huge.
That's how long you gotta do it.
You didn't know?
But to be fair, the only
hard part is 2 minutes.
I could honestly do a 20-minute ice bath.
Me and John are addicted to the bath.
Don't you think? Like, once you get to 5...
I don't know. Hypothermia might set in. Like, you might just pass
out. You could do 10, though.
We could
do 10. We could do 10 easy.
Okay.
Once you get to... You want to get out, especially your first time, you're going to want to quit,
like, 2 minutes.
Five times. You're going to want to...
Focus on your feet. And make sure they go numb as fast as possible.
You're going to want to quit, like, 5 times within the first 2 minutes. And then after you get to, like, 2.5, you're like, oh, okay, I could be here for a while.
Yeah, we can sit there for 9-10 minutes. Easy.
All right.
Yeah, and now we just crave them.
Yeah, honestly, like, seeing you in the ice bath, it might even make me jealous. I'm not going to do it. Obviously, I've already done one today, but...
How many references in Deadpool do you think go over your head?
Not a lot. Why?
Oh, I think he says so many things that I'm like, who's that he's talking about?
Oh, like, give me a...
They went over my head. How the hell am I supposed to pull it back out?
Yeah, I mean...
You don't think that miss a ton of old stuff, or like
maybe like he could be like, oh well, this person looks like Willem Dafoe, and I'm like, who's Willem Dafoe?
Kind of, but I mean, I know
also
that.
Also, with the characters that came back, like Elektra and stuff, and when he started referencing some more and talking about bringing us, I was like, I don't necessarily.
I knew all of the references in that.
It was funny when he said, Daredevil couldn't make it, and she said, that's okay. Because that's Ben Affleck.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And they were together before.
You see, he missed that one.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, I knew you guys missed even more than me, and you're over here like, I didn't miss a single reference. Say that.
And I'm like, I missed a ton.
He made a reference to Blake Lively in saying that something about him liking Gossip Girl or something. Mm-hmm. Like Deadpool liking Gossip Girl was a thing.
That's
a
funny
thing to her.
I didn't think about that.
And yeah, the
something else is, about her
is Blake Lively in Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's her thing. That's where she. That's where Blake Lively is also in this movie.
What?
I was thinking
Ladypool.
I was like, oh, they should have made Ladypool Blake. And then when I was doing some research for the pod, it was like Ladypool played by a very, very famous actress, and Blake Lively was in it.
Oh,
was
cool.
Was it Blake Lively's body or just her voice? Is that Blake
did she talk?
Lively's bod?
Did the person talk?
Yeah, they definitely talked. They were the first one out of the.
Yeah, but I didn't think that they talked.
Yeah, they were like Uzi time. At least she said that. Like she said a handful of lines, but they were
I'm
like,
certain
Uzi time,
it was.
And she was like, yeah. Bah, bah, bah,
why
bah,
would
bah.
They do one thing and not the other?
Oh well, very famous actresses would voice a mass character and then just let.
Yeah, but like I make my wife do permitting for me. This is Ryan Reynolds' thing. He probably just like, you gotta be in this movie.
Yeah, but if your
she
name
probably
is
wanted
as
to do it.
Lady Pool, yeah. You could have somebody with twice as rocking of a bod as you have, wouldn't you let that person rock you as a bod and your name is just
you think
on
that, that it's possible to have twice as rocking of a bod as Blake Lively?
Probably. She's no. a little, I mean, she's
that's,
a little older.
That's dangerous.
She's had a couple of kids. She's probably...
Have you seen her?
She looks good. I saw her on the runway, all in red.
Yeah, she looks
nice.
Good.
I'm saying
there's
she's
some
a
good
stick.
Bodies out there.
Yeah. I'm just saying twice as nice just sounds a little intense.
She it was it's a small scene, and if you didn't have to work out that hard to be in a leather suit, and you could just hire a young girl.
So you're telling
maybe
you,
that's
what
to
I'm
go.
Saying. And
I,
also,
I feel
like also yeah. like you're not telling me that there's not like a situation, especially like maybe Game of Thrones towards the later seasons. Where, like, a Cersei has to show ass, and instead of showing her own frumpy
oh, no,
ass...
I think that that's
she's like,
true.
Give me a toy.
Showing dong is way different than just you're in a...
Oh, if
suit.
You want me to show dong,
you're gonna
you gotta
let's
give me a prosthetic.
Let's not talk about that at all. No one wants to see it either.
Hodor? Oh, no, I want something scary down
do you think
there.
That...
No one
Aemon
wants to see that.
Was rocking...
Hodor, show dong?
Yeah, huge dog.
And he was rocking down.
In a classic scene. That also didn't
yeah,
make like any sense or point for the plot.
Caitlin, this scene of like Hodor by this tree. And
uh-huh.
he's just
why is he so pale?
And they put Wad's face on it, and it's like, it's pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm. A classic one about something similar to that is one time we were at a bar, and Sully was just what's it called when you can send it to random people's phone?
Airdropping.
Airdrop. He was airdropping his face to people, and someone took his face and airdropped a photo back, and it was on a big fat guy with the tiniest wiener you've ever
that's
seen.
That's
do you think that
airdrop
Eamon guy, when he was walking around naked, you think he was famous enough to
are you
body double
up with Hot D?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially now.
Me and John were working out the other morning, and I just like...
We work out.
Yeah, we
yeah,
lift
as
I've
heard.
A ton. That's all I'm talking about. But I said, instead of like HOTD, I said hot D, and I just thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, I didn't even know what you were talking about at first.
I think that they've started doing... They used to, in like movies and stuff, never do guy frontal. And now I
nobody
feel
asked
like,
for it.
Yeah, now I feel like they feel like it's some kind of like... Well, we have to make it equal.
Yeah.
And
they're not even making it equal anymore. Now
no,
on
now
House
you
of the
see
Dragon,
that all
way
the time.
More dongs.
And nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants
girls
to see
don't want to see it. Most guys don't want to see it.
So Hudson is the biggest stickler in the whole entire world. And, like, he's been, like, pulling teeth watching House of the Dragons. But he's, like, he likes it, but he doesn't want to admit he likes it.
I don't think
it.
You can fiddle with that. I can hear you.
Yeah, stop click-clacking.
Sorry.
I was like, what is that?
I gave him my 3D printer.
You gave it to the wrong person. She comes into my office and does, like...
dumb stuff.
You know? Whatever I got, she fiddles with it.
But yeah, so Hudson was like, you know what? Let's turn on season 1 of Game of Thrones. It is softcore porn.
Oh, yeah, it's bad season one.
Season one, like, for the first five episodes, I'm like, dude, I don't even want to see... Like, half the time, I'm like, I don't even want to see this
anymore.
Yeah,
it's shocking how insane it is, season one. They really tone it down.
Scene cuts where you're like, whoa. Like, they jump into it a little too fast. And it's just... I mean, especially when, like, Khaleesi's hanging out with the Dothraki.
Yeah.
Savages.
Oh, yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah, she's going through it.
What was the... Oh, do you have a plot summary?
Sure.
I'll go. Wade Wilson's world is slowly dying because the anchor character died in the movie Logan. The TVA would like to speed this up because why waste time watching a dying universe? Deadpool must bring back a variant Wolverine from another universe in order to save his own.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Alright. Deadpool and Wolverine proved that you can make a movie about the multiverse without it being absolute dog ass. Deadpool and Wolverine travel through different dimensions, see countless versions of themselves while maintaining a plot that you could at least follow. There was no CGI issues where you could clearly see it was an idiot in a harness and a green screen, while maintaining a wokeless agenda, which I believe all movies should follow. Marvel, Kevin Feige, and the rest of the PC committee should be kissing Ryan Reynolds' feet for showing the MCU how to make a movie about the multiverse correctly.
Nice.
Does Ryan Reynolds direct these movies?
I don't know, but we just kind of...
Ryan Reynolds certainly directs these movies.
I think he's the director.
Certainly does.
I don't think he's the director.
I think he wrote the script for like Green Lantern.
That's
trash,
a writer.
But he also had
Yeah, but I mean, if he wrote it, I would also. I mean, I just didn't know if he did anything.
I'm just saying.
But he's like writer,
quote unquote, the director, who is Sean Levy.
Mm. That's true.
So and I recognize this little guy.
Little guy.
He just looks like a. Guy. You seen this guy around?
Barely. He looks like the guy from Fight Club.
I don't think he's an actor. I think he's just a director.
Okay. That's honestly the way to go. Make a lot of money.
You said wokeless. There's a funny scene when he's like, and those are my thoughts on...
Oh, yeah.
Abortion, LGBTQ, like listed a bunch of things that people often...
The environment.
The environment, and I will accept no questions at this time. Or something like that.
Was I there?
It was right towards the beginning.
It's when he's having that birthday party.
Oh, I love the beginning with the animantium skeleton, because I thought Logan might pull up from that, and then he's just sitting beside him.
That was funny. I like that.
Like that a lot.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
And then my favorite quote from this, and I don't like this word.
I already know what it is.
They said they were talking to Blade.
I thought you were retired.
Retarded.
Yeah, dude. I was dying laughing at that part.
That was a great scene.
I thought you were retired.
They said something else about Blade said, like, I'm the only Blade. They'll never replace me. Yeah.
And then he pans to Ryan Reynolds, who looks at the camera. Because they're doing one right now.
Yeah, they're replacing them. Yeah. I already mentioned that. All right, so this is pretty much the plot of Deadpool. Deadpool gets picked up by TVA. TVA sees there is a primary timeline. His timeline is dying. His timeline is dying because the Wolverine from movie Logan died. He tried to find a new Wolverine, finds the worst Wolverine. They get sent to limbo. They escape. They stop the destruction of Deadpool's world. It's only 7 points. How hard is it to make a movie with, like, you know? Like, they tell you how to make stories in English. It's like affirmative action, whatever, then it stops a plot. You know, like the mountain that I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
rising action, climax, resolution.
Yeah.
But what is your point?
Why can't you make that?
What do you mean?
Like Ant-Man, Quantumanium?
Yeah.
There was no rising action, climax, or...
Oh, that movie was just one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
It was the worst.
I would
CGI.
Never watch that again.
That was what I was basing this off of. That was like the first movie in the multiverse where you're like, we're going to finally see the multiverse. Like, we're going to see all these people. They're going to drop some, like, Easter eggs. No.
What was Channing Tatum's... accent supposed to be.
I thought it was either Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah, because he was played by Tim Riggins.
Okay,
you know who that is. Whoever that guy's name is, he played him in like X-Men Wolverine Origins.
That's his name.
Tim Riggins is the guy with long hair
from Friday Night Lights.
That's his character's name.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I've never seen that.
He's also in Savages with Blake Lively.
I can picture his face. I remember him from that X-Men.
Matt said that Channing Tatum really wanted to be a different character at one point in Marvel. And he kept asking him to make a movie
about someone.
About someone.
Because like even Ryan Reynolds was like, about time, right?
Oh, that's who he wanted to be?
I thought, but Matt's saying...
I don't know. I thought it was someone different.
I thought he was kind of a goofy Gambit, but I mean...
I thought he was either French or Louisianan.
I think that's not the same. Like, he's it's the French Quarter.
Yeah.
Like, that's where that accent comes from.
Whoa!
So, he was definitely supposed to be from, like, Louisiana. What's that called? Like, Cajun.
Yeah.
But I think that comes from, like, French descent and then turned into a bunch of country Frenchmen.
Basically.
I worked at Gumbo's and we had French Quarter shrimp and they were delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I should have known that.
His accent was like intentionally bad, right?
I was saying it all about you.
Yeah, I don't know. It was not good.
There was I was like, I'm sure someone going to address this? Like, he was talking like nonsense, and then Ryan Reynolds finally was like, dude, I can't understand a word you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of like all the Wolverines, all the Deadpools. They did the comically accurate Wolverine. He's supposed to be like a little tiny guy, you know.
Oh yeah, that one was hilarious when he hops off the stool.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
That was all time.
Caleb, did you do the drafts?
Of the best Deadpools?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it.
Oh, Rob McElhenney was in this movie.
Who's that?
Mac from Always Sunny. And they owned that soccer team together.
You think he was like a Deadpool?
He was a TVA soldier.
No way. We didn't even see
him. I'm sure he was just in the back. Rob McElhenney was also in Game of Thrones.
What's the deal with, I'm glad they did it like that instead of like the way they did Ed Sheeran in Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow. Matthew McConaughey was Cowboy Pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That might have to bump up on my list.
Uh-huh.
I like a good McConaughey.
Love McConaughey.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
Do you want to do the Deadpool draft? Best Deadpools?
Yeah.
All right.
Have you guys ever seen Succession?
I've watched a couple episodes.
Have you seen Succession? No, it's a great show. But Mr. Paradox, he's in there.
Who's Mr. Paradox in this?
He was the guy who ran the TVA. He's one of the characters in Succession, and he's hilarious. He's also Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if... Charles Xavier's sister is comic. You think she's in the comics? Because I know that
they always do stuff.
Yeah, but they always like. So what I know is a comic fact is that Charles Xavier and Juggernaut are brothers.
Yeah, and she didn't even mention that.
Yeah, she didn't mention that. But
he, but Juggernaut did mention it. He said my brother at some point.
My sister.
He didn't say that, but he said my brother talking about him.
Yeah.
Maybe they're both like half.
I didn't like seeing the, especially at the end when he was Pride and Prejudice with the eyeballs poking out, and they really just made it last for a very long time.
Taylor said, someone commented, did you guys comment on Robert Downey Jr. playing Dr. Doom?
Oh, I was going to say this.
What?
I saw someone shared this the other day that.
You haven't seen this yet?
That they're going to cast him as Dr. Doom?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. You haven't seen this
I
yet?
Absolutely hate that.
Yeah, me too.
The person posted said, you're telling me they take the most famous Marvel superhero and now we're making, just completely recasting him in a
different
role? They're
just thinking that they've done such a bad job that maybe this will save him.
I feel like I've seen people talking about Dr. Doom, like being like, oh, here are the characters that could possibly play Dr. Doom. And I was like, oh. I'd be fine with that. I don't think Dr. Doom needs to be white or black, but it certainly does not need to be Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
He's way too influential for the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. He's also making like $80 million to do it.
Oh. Wow. It's already confirmed? He's got a contract signed?
Oh, dude, I don't know how you missed this.
Yeah, I saw it yesterday, I think.
Change his facial hair or something?
They had like a big announcement. He wore like a Dr. Doom suit.
What?
At like Comic-Con.
I don't have social media anymore.
None of them?
None of them.
Wow.
I've slowly weaned off of every single one.
Wow.
Unless Dad sends me a...
Instagram.
Woodworking Instagram, yeah. Which is every single day, every 30 minutes. So I'm like, oh, I still kind of have Instagram.
You're ridiculous.
Dad sends a lot of those.
He does send us a lot of those.
He sends y'all ones that I'm not included in?
Oh, yeah
via sure. text.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, but it's the only way I get linked to Instagram. So
I thought when you said, whoa, you were actually just talking about the fact that we got a comment.
Whoa!
First time comment! Taylor said, I'm sure you guys don't check the comments.
There was a comment that was like, remember that one time we were like dressed as, I was Jigsaw and you were Aang from
Last Airbender,
and the person was like, I feel like I'm in a fever dream right now.
Yeah, that was all time.
Without any explanation.
Is this the coffee John got you from?
Yeah, oh, that's actually funny. Thank you for saying
that. Do you like it?
I haven't tried a single sip of it, and I went to make Caitlin some coffee. 90% of it is gone. So Hudson's been drinking all of it. But I was like, I texted Hudson. I'm like, why the hell did you drink all my coffee? And he said, you told me to. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, you said that you never drink coffee anymore, and you should probably just take it all. And I was like, damn.
Did you?
That really sounds like me.
What do you think of it?
It's good. Well, you can't trust it. Zach.
I watered it down.
Zach made an incredibly weak cup of coffee.
I haven't had coffee in 6 months.
It's bad. But you can smell the... It was in a whiskey barrel, right, or something?
It's, what's it called? Not rum? Whiskey. Not rum. Dang. I don't like it. I haven't drank mine.
What?
I don't think it's bad.
I don't like the one I bought you. I bought it for myself. It smells so strong.
It smells like I have Kahlua in my coffee. Or something.
Yeah, I think it might be good if you actually mixed alcohol in it, but it smells
like... Well, I don't think it tastes like it, but the smell smells like... Every time I try it, it smells like I put like Bailey's or...
Oh, that's Taylor. She knows because Taylor can't even... Or she might be listening. She's texting me right now.
All
right,
let's do our draft of best Deadpools in the movie. Caitlin, you can go first.
Okay.
Should be an obvious one.
I liked the pretty boy Ryan Reynolds with no...
That guy would have been the last on my list.
Oh, I loved him.
He was like a nice pool.
Nice pool, I think. He was funny.
I thought he was funny,
but I would not have put him on my list. I'm going to go OG.
Do I get to go next?
No.
Oh, you're going
OG next? Deadpool.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. I still got my number one pick.
Really?
Peter Poole.
Who's Peter Poole?
Was that the friend?
Yeah, that was funny.
And they're like, oh, Peter!
Oh, we all have a Peter.
Everyone has a Peter.
Yeah, that's a great...
Deadpool. He was funny.
Yeah.
So, off of that, I'll go Kid Pool, because Baby Deadpool was Goo Goo Gaga.
Yeah,
Kid
Pool was
the
one
that they were like, this is the most vulgar Deadpool of all of us. Yeah. Kid Pool.
Kid Pool?
Yeah.
I'll go Dogpool.
Dogpool was a highlight of the movie.
Dogpool, you guys are missing out. I got
the thing.
Hugh Jackman carries him across and they're like, whoa. Yeah.
Dogpool won the ugliest dog in Britain contest.
It's a bad looking
Which
dog.
Is honestly a great reason to cast him as Dogpool.
Yeah, because Deadpool's ugly.
Yeah, and it was so funny. I mean, like, it was honestly disgusting, but the way Ryan Reynolds would just let that dog, like, lick him in the mouth the whole entire, like, whole scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
Back to the Robert Downey Jr. thing really quick. They say that it's comic book accurate because there's variants of Tony Stark who play Dr. Doom.
I hate that.
Me too.
I wish Robert Downey Jr. would stop being in the MCU. Yeah. I wasn't going to say, like, die or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's not he's on the flight list.
Yeah, I know. He's on the flight list. Listen, I don't want him in the MCU anymore.
Okay.
Cognac.
Isn't that a whiskey?
I think it's, like, the same thing. But, like, are whiskey and brandy the same thing?
I don't know.
But they're, like, similar enough.
Yeah.
All right, who's up? I did Dogpool, so Caitlin's up.
I guess I'll do... Now, all the ones I liked. I'll do Cowboy Pool.
Damn it.
Cowboy Pool. Good job.
I just thought about him. All right, I'm going to do Lady Pool.
Oh, nice job. Especially now that you know it's Blake Lively. I'm surprised you didn't take this one, the Samurai one, Watari Ronin Pool.
You know what was funny about the Samurai one? Didn't he have little baby T-Rex arms?
What was up with that guy?
There was one weird guy.
Yeah, with a giant head.
Yeah, massive head and baby arms.
Was it a T-Rex pool or something?
No, he had a Samurai hat on.
I was looking up a list, so I wasn't sure if that was the one or not, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He had like a deformed face and tiny arms.
Yeah, didn't even say anything about it.
Yeah. They just blew right over that one. Oh, Taylor says his arms got chopped off and they regrew tiny.
How does she know this? What happened to her head, Taylor?
What happened to his giant head, Tay?
Yeah.
When all they right. all woke back up, his arms were up.
I don't know if I have any more. Oh.
It's your last one. Try and pick your brain. You can do a skip, or you can just say Deadpool. There's plenty of those.
They should have had like I'll a Wolverine skip. Pool where Wolverine comes dressed as Deadpool.
I would have loved that.
That would have been a great one.
Yeah. I'll do Welsh Pool. It was the dude that like had the knight on his chest. Yeah. But he was still.
It was in a shout out to his soccer team.
Oh, really?
And I'll go with Golden Age Deadpool.
You know what? Who we missed? Headpool, who was just the floating head.
Oh, yeah. The skull! I like that one.
Yeah, all right, Kaylin can have Headpool.
I'll have Headpool. Kaylin will take Headpool.
I'll go Golden Age Deadpool. He was wearing the gas mask.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like there were some Wolverines. I feel like there was some stuff with the Wolverines that I didn't notice. Like, all the ones that they went to, I feel like there was, like, some comic.
Yeah, like, some
stuff.
Kind of significance, like, to yeah, him.
He was playing Casino with an eye patch, and then he was the short one.
The skull thing was definitely from a comic book.
Yeah, I wish they did the one. There was a scene in, like, one of the first movies they did with the young Charles Xavier, where they mm-hmm. were, like, they walked up to Logan at the bar, and he's drinking whiskey, and he's like, hey, we want to ask you to join our team. And he's like, F off.
Isn't that basically like, all of them?
That
of
was
them?
The whole scene. But I feel like you could have, like, added that to it. Like, they said F off, and he walked off, and then Deadpool was like.
And then he also said F off again?
Yeah.
That would have been fun. Yeah, yeah, another scene you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Kaylin, how much of the Marvel Universe do you think you've seen in percentage?
Now, are you meaning just of the movies?
Starting at Iron Man.
That's fine.
But are we talking about just the movies?
You can just do movies.
I've probably seen at least 90%, I think.
How much of the TV shows?
Zero.
Really?
Yeah. No Loki? Last single one?
Nope.
You'd like Loki.
I maybe watched an episode.
Loki turns bad, too, though. So I just wouldn't even bother.
Loki turns bad?
Season 2 wasn't good.
Matt and Jack typically start them, and then I just don't.
I don't watch any of those
anymore.
I don't
care enough to keep up with them.
She-Hulk was terrible.
I didn't watch that. Put my foot down. That's about right when I quit indefinitely.
You didn't quit.
Yeah, you're back at Deadpool.
Watching the TV shows.
Yeah.
Deadpool, it doesn't even really
I think
count.
I watched one of them. What was one of the first ones that came out?
WandaVision. Loki, you know, WandaVision, and then there was that Winter Soldier.
I've probably seen a couple episodes of those.
WandaVision.
Yeah. WandaVision was good.
Yeah. It was okay. I think I gave it. I think I said it was good because Marvel hadn't died yet. It was still alive, but if you watch it now, you'd be like, ah, this kind of sucks, too.
Well, I mean, like, the first 5 episodes are, like, headway into what they want to do. And
that's a lot of episodes for
I don't know
building
how
up.
Many it really is.
It was, like, at least a couple.
There's a lot of build-up in House of the Dragons, and I still kind of act like I like that.
I like House of the Dragons.
Yeah, I like House of the Dragons, okay, but,
it's very, like, political, way more than. It might not even be as political as Game of Thrones, but I feel like the battles were better in Game of Thrones because there weren't as many dragons.
Oh, I think there's the dragons have cheesed it up.
Yeah.
It's all like dragon fighting. Thing,
it's
a little
only
cheesy.
Dragon fighting,
yeah.
And it's pretty cheese.
And the dragon scenes.
You don't agree.
I don't mind the dragon scenes.
I think that the dragon scenes were so.
But I do think
the dragon scenes
think
were
that
sick
this,
in Game of Thrones because
I do
of how
think that this
were.
Is significantly slower moving.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
yeah.
It's 2 seasons in.
Well,
probably.
Season 1, the only thing
we
really
got. Yeah,
it's
just a whole bunch of build-up is all it is. But I don't mind it. I like the show.
I like it okay, too.
Matt's just tolerating it.
Season 1 of Game of Thrones, like it, we got Ned Stark getting his head cut off with additional stuff on top of that. And we had a far greater connection to every character in that story.
Oh, the characters are much better.
Oh, yeah. Game of Thrones? Yeah, for sure.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Stop
you just made our audience
I just
yawn.
Made you a dull glass of
people,
coffee.
Those are friggin' contagious.
I needed some caffeine.
But
exactly.
It's in the coffee and the ice bath. You're probably going to be up till 2 a.m.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, not with this coffee, the caffeine.
All right, I got some regenerative power questions for y'all.
All right.
If you have regenerative powers.
If your penis got cut off. Yeah.
Okay. If you have regenerative powers, what would your profession be? You'd be like a soldier, but that would give you way too much PTSD.
Oh,
you'd
that'd
never
be...
die, but you would kill millions.
Are you talking about? Okay, hold on.
You can grow your arms back, so like, I could dive with sharks outside of the cave.
Yeah, like you could pretty much do whatever.
Yeah, but what? How much money is that going to bring you in?
The amount of joy would beat the money. Imagine
like
if you could just dive with sharks. Huh? Whoa.
Uh-oh. Oh, we just lost.
Oh, no!
Is it live still? It's still live?
It looks like it. We're going to have to ask Taylor. Taylor, if you're there.
Something weird just happened.
We just had a crazy surge.
What does it say right there?
Accessibility off on...
Dang, I must be...
Beep guy.
...using all these outlets.
What happened? Taylor's typing. Think Taylor. You all may have went down. Oh, no. Are we still down?
Will I have to start you as a whole new one?
There's no winning with this.
It's about quit o'clock.
Yeah.
This keeps happening.
What is the time on the stream?
We're having power surges and it won't let me see the stream now, she said.
So it's just everywhere. It's not your house.
Oh my god.
It says it's at
35:43. That's fine. Keep going.
It's going up.
A little bit of a power surge have been cut out there for a second, but
do we
continue on like nothing.
Taylor happened. Now texts back, never mind.
Yeah.
So maybe it's good.
I think what happened,
so Taylor said, think y'all may have went down. So I haven't even texted her. So I think what happened is she, there's a power surge everywhere.
Yeah.
And that she was just texting me because she's like, oh, y'all might have just gotten screwed. And then she was like, oh, never mind. So maybe it also happened at our house.
I think we probably had a little little skip in the audio there for a second, but hey. We can't be worrying about the little things.
Okay, how about this one then, Zach? On the same basis of shark cage, outside the cage diver. Yeah, shark dweller. What about I put on a performance of playing with tigers and stuff.
Getting eaten by sharks?
Well, I'm not going to get eaten, but I can train. What were those guys who got eaten on stage? His name? One of them? The tiger people?
Oh, Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
Circus performers.
They got eaten on stage. One of them
got attacked by the tiger.
That's tight.
And died.
No, he didn't die.
Siegfried?
He did not die from that.
What about Roy?
Neither of them died. I don't know which one was attacked.
Were they gay? Tiger?
Do you know any gay guys who can tame a tiger?
That's true. I don't. Never mind. I won't say this on, but...
I could have a circus, and then if I got Siegfried or Royd, then I would just...
Is it Royd?
No, it's Roy. R-O-Y.
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, and I'm saying Royd, I got Royd, a verb.
Oh, you
got... I got Zacked.
Attacked.
If Zack was attacked, I would have been Zacked.
I feel like you saved yourself from that.
No, I think that's what he meant to say.
Okay.
I don't know how you say Siegfried.
You see those biceps? This guy's just got roids on his mind. He lifts.
Yeah, we lift.
Trust me. I know, because I'm right there.
What would you do?
I'd be a magician. Watch this.
How does he do it?
And then I walk behind a tarp, and my arm would be ground back by that point. But it takes Deadpool a long time.
Well, part of being having superpowers would kind of suck in a world where everyone has superpowers. You know, it was cool at first when no one did. Spider-Man was on his own. But now it's everyone has powers. It's not that.
Not everyone has powers.
But a lot of people
1%.
Do.
1%. It's the
mutants
community. people with superpowers are practically...
Transgenders.
Yeah.
Taylor says, wait, yeah, you're still down.
Well, you know what? This wasn't on me.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Damn.
I mean, we can't catch a break here.
We can't.
Let's just play our last game, and I'll try and see what... figure the hell this shit
So out. You think it's still recording? It's just not live.
What does it say there?
It says 39 minutes and it's counting.
And that could just be our recording, so our stream might be messed up, but we don't take
I think it's
our
good.
Shit for
I think
shit.
Let's just keep... I got a game, too.
Okay.
So we're just going to hope for the best.
Just the same.
We lost last week's episode as well.
I know. Why?
Well, honestly, when I listen in the headphones, because I didn't wear headphones at first, but when I listen in the headphones, if there's something wrong with the audio, then you can hear it in the headphones. So... a lot of the first episodes, we had a lot of stuff wrong with the audio.
I know.
So then I started wearing these, and Taylor was texting me hey, the audio's really echoey.
Terrible.
And I didn't hear anything wrong, so I was maybe it's just on that thing, and the recording's fine. But it was not. It was just, it was unlistenable.
Yeah, dang.
I wrote this little
What'd y'all do notes. It on?
Game, House of Dragon.
3 through 5? No.
I think it was hilarious, too, unfortunately.
Me, Hudson, John had a great episode. It was really fun.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. We're going to lose. 102 is our freaking Achilles heel. We can't get past this 102nd episode. I had this, so I was like, I'm racking my brain, right? I'm thinking, like, everybody's asking me, all the siblings are like, hey, what do you want for your birthday? And I'm like, man, I don't even know. And then Amazon Prime Day came and went, and I still had no idea. And so I'm looking, I'm Google searching, I'm like, you know, like, presents for men, yeah. Adult men. And I Google searched adult toys for men. I'll tell you.
You guys are lucky I didn't ask for that.
The first one, it was like, cock ring. I'm like, oh, God.
Adult toys for men.
I was like, more thinking like a go-kart or something. And then I was brushing my teeth today. I have all these ideas. I'm glad I write it down.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was brushing my teeth today, and I was like, this should be called tooth polish. Because you're literally polishing your teeth.
Yeah.
And nail polish should be called nail paste.
But they're making them nice and polished, too.
Only the glossy ones, which also reminded me when I wrote this down. So, there was a story I had. So, Addie and Andrew are getting married.
Yeah, sorry, down, I got you like thought, ADHD. You thought, oh, I can't forget this. Toothpaste. Change to polish.
I just had that thought in my mind. And I was like, oh, this will be great for the pod.
Nice.
Anyway, so, Addie's getting married, and, like, everybody's a part of the wedding party. I don't think I was, but I was, like, helping out.
You were
in
the wedding.
Okay, well, I was helping out the day that, like, it was all getting started because I was picking up sandwiches from Publix. Mm-hmm. But I picked up a ton of sandwich trays from Publix, and I brought them to the house.
Ah, you were the one who noticed.
No, I didn't notice, so I'm like, what the hell just happened to this guy? So I, like, parked the car, and I'm walking up with trays of sandwiches in my hand, and Andrew just rushes past me. Speed of hell. Doesn't say a word to me, which isn't, like, uncommon for Andrew. Like, he might not have even noticed I was there, but I was like, something seems a little bit off. Andrew seems disheveled in a way he's not normally disheveled.
Yeah.
So, I, like, walk inside, and I, like, sit down the sandwich trays, and I'm like, hey, what's up with Andrew? He was kind of in a hurry. And they're like, oh, yeah, he put gloss nail polish. Why'd he get a manicure for his wedding anyways?
I think he was going to get a manicure, but just to like...
He was just going to have him like clean up his nails. I guess and typically they're just like look really rough. So I think Addy thought they would file him and like maybe trim around his cuticles or something.
It was Addy's idea.
He really just wanted a professional clipping.
Because like they're going to have like pictures of your hands and stuff. So I think it was just like a little clean up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't think of the close up hand shot. I'm like, why would that?
Yeah, so I think it was just for that. Smooth nail.
I would have wished... With all of my might that Andrew just never knew, and they both just had shiny nails.
I wonder who ruined it. Oh, no, it was ruined the night before, because I was sitting with him at, I can't remember who the said it. But it might have even been me. I was like, dude, why are your nails
I thought it was one of y'all.
So shiny, because he was sitting at our table, and his nails were like mirrors.
They're like, you like glass?
I thought it didn't come up until the day of because dude, he was frantically looking for nail polish remover.
The way he walked out of the house was like he just learned. When I was holding the trays of sandwiches, it was like he just figured out that he had nail polish.
No, I think that we found out the night before. And I think Andrew didn't think too much of it. And then I think Addie started to think about it.
Maybe they like put it together.
And was like, hey, you got to get that stuff off. And I think he was like calling around for nail polish remover. Okay. And then he probably... freaked out once he was like, oh, no, this place isn't open. I don't know how to get this stuff off.
You would think that, okay, I've never had a manicure. I would get a manicure. I wouldn't get a pedicure.
Oh, pedicure? Your feet? It's the best thing ever.
Toes. You've had a pedicure?
Yeah, except for I had one, and I had built up years worth of calluses on my feet. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
They take this cheese grater and get all the calluses off your feet. With basically cheese, and there's just
Want the calluses?
Yeah,
How are you going to walk outside?
We were playing in that basketball league in Atlanta when I did this. And we were in the championship, so we had to play a doubleheader. My feet just ripped like a piece of paper.
No.
Oh, man, I had the worst blisters on my feet because of that. I told Taylor, don't you ever get me a pedicure again.
I got to make sharp cuts.
You don't have to have them do that.
Well, they did.
And typically now, it's
tough to tell them no.
Well, no, like typically now, like if you went in, you would pick one, and then they would say... They'd say something to you asking about the calluses getting removed, and then you would just say,
I didn't think anything of it. I was like, if that's what people do, then I'll just do it.
I had this joke set up for our Japan pod when we were talking about my trip to Japan, and I feel like I said it on another podcast, but I'll just say it now because it kind of runs with this. But I was talking to John, and I was like, yeah, man, it was crazy. Like, I didn't see a single white person until I pulled up to a nail salon.
That's funny.
Because all the Asian people.
Yeah, I think the pod's working. Taylor's putting the whole thing in the sketch.
I think Hispanic people are more rocking nail salons now than Asian people. I see a lot of Hispanic.
I wouldn't
people
say more, salon. But I do think that's true.
Taylor said he was frantic because it was gel polish. He couldn't remove it with normal remover.
Oh.
So the next day he was trying to remove it with normal
Taylor
remover.
Taylor was there for Andrew and Addie's wedding.
That was like one of their first couple dates.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Time flies.
Yep.
You're not having fun.
All right,
let's play our game. John, do you want to play what dog?
Oh, man, listen to what I started with this morning. I didn't tell you at the workout because I was going to save it for the pod. I first woke up this morning. I went to let Mort out of his room, and I could smell before I opened the door. Poo. And
oh, no.
First thing at like 5:30 a.m., I was cleaning a room just covered in doggeria.
Yeah.
Ew.
Doggeria, was it Mort or Knox?
Mort.
Had to be Mort.
Well, last night I made popcorn, hence why I have a little bit left over. And I think I used this seasoning that Mona gave me that was like jalapeno cheddar.
You know what's funny?
And I think that got him sick. He's obsessed with popcorn.
Yeah, King's loves
Riggs
popcorn.
Riggs is obsessed with popcorn, and I salt the shit out of my popcorn. But I'll just pop a piece of popcorn in my mouth, get all the salt off to the best of my ability, and then just give it to Riggs.
You suck it?
Yeah.
And you throw a wet piece?
Why? He cares. He's a dog.
Well, you just like,
I'd rather him not pee in my house than have a wet piece of popcorn. He likes it all the same. I'm not licking it and giving it to another human being.
Why don't you?
I'm shocked. He had shit all in his house, Caitlin.
Not because I did it like intentionally.
If you would have licked off the seasoning and then gave it to him, he would have been fine. Yeah, that makes
salt.
Him pee fast.
He drinks.
Is that what salt does?
Yeah, just how...
Makes him thirsty, makes him pee faster.
But, like
just... have you seen this happen when you feed Riggs popcorn?
Riggs always shits and pees in the same exact room in my house every single time.
He eats popcorn?
No. Because I licked the salt off.
Sucked off popcorn.
I didn't think I was going to get berated for this. Caitlin's face was disgusting.
How often does this happen?
I have many bags of popcorn that are like 100 calories that I eat almost every day.
And you, how many do you
eat? About 15 to 20 pieces. So the salt all goes to the bottom.
The salt of 15 pieces of popcorn is going
to
just kill.
The salt all goes to the bottom. And I'll be eating the popcorn and I'll be like, oh, this is pretty salty. I don't know. I think this is going to be such a big deal.
I'm just
looking out for my dog.
Well, I'm just wondering, okay, if this happens enough, why don't you dump the 15 to 20 pieces in a bowl and then salt your popcorn?
He's pretty picky about his popcorn.
He wants it wet.
I've burned popcorn before.
He wants it sucked on.
And tried to give him the burned pieces of popcorn, and he's like,
no, Mort will not eat the... when I'm pouring it in the bowl before I've salted and buttered it, it will fall. Some will fall on the ground, and they'll just like sniff it and like look away.
Yeah, dude. And then, Riggs will look at me like,
but once I have it in my lap, he is like on me, and it's just obnoxious as the dickens.
Yeah, I'll
like
Kings drop. I'll sit back, but I'll just take handfuls and just toss
Kings
it out to him.
He's definitely a popcorn lover. For
he loves
sure.
popcorn.
Yeah, I'll make popcorn, and Riggs will be outside, and I'll like have a little issue where like I dropped a few pieces, and I'll be like, whatever. Just throw it on the ground, and then I'll let Riggs back inside and be like, yo, dude, here's your treat, so I don't have to pick it up. And he's like...
Is this button supposed to be red?
Yeah.
Okay, I pushed it once on accident, but I pushed it right back.
If it's blinking, then you're...
No, I pushed it. It was blinking. I pushed it back.
Yeah, I saw you look a little distressed out of the corner of my eye. I was like, oh, great.
Here we go again. All right, let's play the game.
All right, do you want to play your game or my game? You think your game would be better at the end?
My game could be really fun.
All right, let's do that last.
All right, draft of worst animals to hit. Who wants to go first?
I've seen a lot of animals. Before we start this, I swear I saw a prairie dog dead on the street.
Zach came up with this game out of nowhere, and I was like, I was wrapping my head around the movie, and I was like...
How realistic? Like, I mean...
It's gotta be realistic.
Yeah, it's gotta be realistic.
So, like, would be an animal that you could find around here? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, yeah,
it's really realistic, but also it's like... This isn't a car that'll... This isn't an animal that'll wreck your car. It's an animal that'll ruin your day.
Yeah,
okay. I think it could also wreck your car. That could be, like, part of it, but...
That's fine.
I got a really good number one pick.
Okay.
Taylor, yeah. Kaylin, you want to go?
No, you can go.
Okay, I think this is an easy number one. Pet dog. Yeah, imagine dog. You hit someone's pet dog. Not all dogs. Street dog? That's that.
No,
towards...
it's all dogs.
Pet that dog, means, you know how much worse that would be if someone came out and saw?
I think it's every single dog. I think it's every single dog because you have the thought in your mind that it might be a pet.
But imagine if they saw and you had to literally have a conversation with them.
Yeah, that would be absolutely abysmal.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Dog was my number one.
Dog is a good one.
Oh, okay. You can go. This changes my thought process.
I'm going to go baby deer. I saw a baby deer dead on the side of the road, and I was like, if I would have hit that baby deer, my day would have been over.
Funny thing about that.
I would have had to call out of work.
Is funny thing about that is after you told me about this game. After you told me about this game.
How big was it?
Adult.
And you told me that it was because you saw a baby deer. I asked Taylor, I was like, which one would you rather hit, a baby deer or a big deer?
Big deer. I'd rather wreck my car than kill a baby deer. Yeah. I'd rather pay $1,200 than kill a baby deer. I swear, dude, if I, like... Oh, man. Dude, baby I was driving down the road.
You're going to hit one, too, because I passed, like...
Yeah, oh, there's a spotted deer.
They are stacking up out here.
Spotted ones, dude.
No, dude, I saw the most beautiful baby deer I've ever seen in my whole entire life. It was literally, like... I can't even... It was an albino baby deer. It was, like, the reverse of it. So it was all white, and it had, like...
Ear?
Brown spots. So they're all brown.
Yeah, where is this?
Right here.
You sure, like, that wasn't one of these goats?
I shit you not. Like, I'm driving past, like, a mother deer. I see the mother deer. I see a normal baby deer. And then I see this all-white albino deer, and I slam on my brakes... And I'm, like, looking at this deer and just slowly driving down this road, and there's a car passing me, and it sees the deer, and it slams on its brakes and is like, boom. Like, we're both just going, like, 5 miles per hour the other way.
Wow.
It was the most beautiful deer I've ever seen.
When I was going down to Mom and Dad's one time in Greenville, I was driving on that road from Sonoya to there. So, or on their road, whatever. And I pass a bald eagle. Sitting on a fence, on, like, the little, like, median silver thing. I mean, close.
You can notice its size?
Yes.
Okay.
Like a full-grown bald eagle.
Beast.
Okay? So I slam on my brakes. Then a car coming the other way also does the same thing. And we're trying to watch it, but keep moving, because the speed limit there is, like, 60. So you're trying to, like, and I tried to see if I could take out my camera or whatever to get a picture. No one believed me. And I was like, I swear, it's a bald eagle. I believe you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, here's a story about a bald eagle, too.
We don't believe you.
This is crazy. I don't believe it myself. So, or I just need to know if this is a thing. So, me and my friends went to, what's the one in Orlando where you go around the world? Epcot?
Yeah.
And we're doing around the world. Mm-hmm. And above the United States, there is a bald eagle flying around in circles. And then he landed... on the island in the middle of the pond, and he ate a fish right
there.
That's
gotta be a show.
But I don't think you could train one to just like not go back. You can ask Jordan. We watched this bald eagle for an hour, and I was like,
really?
So did they train this thing? Because it's flying over the U.S.
That's
crazy. I feel like there's a ton of animals at Epcot, though. Am I right?
At Animal Kingdom.
Ah, that makes more sense.
It was crazy.
There's, like, ducks and stuff at Epcot.
Hey, hell, I believe you.
Fish, there's no
I
aquarium.
Believe all of y'all, and I hope you believe me
believe
about
you.
The albino baby.
No,
deer.
I believe you because I had the eagle experience.
I hope you don't run over it.
Yeah, I know.
That would ruin my day.
I will tell you.
All right, Kaylin, you're up. What would ruin your day?
Probably a cat.
Yeah, that's a good number three.
Yeah, cats are good.
I would rather run over a pet cat than a...
Oof, somebody's pet, though.
I think I ran over a cat on this road before. I convinced myself it was a possum or something, but I did not stop. It ruined my day, but thank God it was like 9 p.m.
I'll go with a cow.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Cow walking across the street would absolutely wreck your car.
Oh, and so it's you're talking possible. Red cow. If you would have said, like, what's fawn? That's a...
Calf.
A baby.
Calf would ruin your day.
You aren't even considering the
cow
damage.
Cow would ruin my
car.
Calf would ruin my day.
Ruining your car would ruin your day.
It'd yeah. probably ruin my month. But yeah. that day would really be... It would hurt my emotions more. All right, I'm going to go rabbit. Like a little bunny. Hop, yeah. hop, hop. Plop, plop. Ruined my day.
I've hit a turtle before.
That's my sat next with one. Me
turtle is pretty cool, though, because I saw Dad hit one, and it rolled on its shell in front of us. And
that's
it was
not
just
what
like,
happened to mine.
No.
It just
shell crushed. And I hit a bird one time.
Like when
and
Kevin
that
broke
one
in the office.
Bad, too, because... It just was sad. You didn't see the bird, but like literally behind me, all I saw was like a little feather.
What did you have a jet engine on your car? How did it no, poop out from the back?
I hit it in the front. So I think the feathers went under the car.
Ooh.
So as I'm looking in my rear view, all I see is a...
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
What's your next one then?
I think I'd say horse.
Horse, yeah.
Horse.
People hit horses. They'll get out, and then, like, there's a guy in Brooks, I think, that mowed through one on his motorcycle.
I think horse is pretty high up on the list, then.
Mowed or maybe a cow.
One?
And I think they tell you, Matt told me this, and I feel like it's horses and cows, like big animals like that, that they tell you to just, like, duck under your shield of your motorcycle.
Yeah, because the deer will go through.
And just go, like, for a deer and stuff, and go right through it. So then you're just covered.
Oh, that you're like the boys. The yeah, boys, that's how they end up in the boys.
Like episode one.
Every episode. Oh, yeah.
The Flash you. Guy. Okay, here's one. It is a buzzard, and this happened to me one time.
Yeah.
And was Zach, I was taking and Zach and Rachel Price on a date.
that wasn't that bad.
And it was... It was crazy.
They cracked our windshield and we just turned around.
So I was driving Mom's Toyota Sequoia and I'm taking them maybe to a movie or something.
I swear you were driving the Yukon.
Huh?
I swear you were
driving. No, it was Mom's car.
Okay.
I'm driving the Sequoia and I'm going to like a movie or something for them. And right there at Fairburn, there's a bunch of buzzards in the middle of the road eating something. So I slow down and all the buzzards start taking off. And so then I start taking off. And one of the buzzards dive bombs the windshield. And there is a huge bird. Those things are huge. It's taking up the entire windshield. The
what?
Windshield is cracked to smithereens. All three of us are like, screaming bloody murder.
That's crazy.
I was like less than 3 miles away from the Fairburn house.
Yeah. We had to go back and I had to cover Mom's windshield up with like a trash bag.
Oh my
turtle.
Gosh.
Huh?
I'll say turtle.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Nobody said turtle, and I was on the way to a meeting in Noonan today, and there was a turtle in the median, and I in my head, I was like, I wonder how long it took you to get there, pal, and how many cars. it's like Rango. Like, he tries to pass that road, and it's a treacherous path. This guy is walking slower than every animal but sloths.
You got a last one?
I'll say an adult deer.
Yeah.
That ruins your day. It ruins, I mean, a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You can kill your car.
I'll go with platypus. I hit one time when we were living in that townhome, and I was never the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you took out, like, one of the last 10 platypuses.
The only North American platypus that I live here. Must have been someone's pet.
He said, I finally made it to America.
Yeah. And then he was walking across the road, and I was driving my Jeep, and I straddled him. And
whoa. Yeah, pause.
Like, where the wheels go over him. And when I got over him, I just heard in the back of my Jeep, bump
a douche.
And so I was pulling into our townhome community, and I look back, and there's the platypus with laying in the middle of the road.
Sure it wasn't a less mythical creature?
A platypus is a less mythical creature.
A lot of people say it was a beaver, but why did it have a duck bill in the front? So I turn in, the platypus jumps up, shakes it off, and runs into that creek right there.
Oh, then why'd you feel bad about it?
He probably had internal bleeding.
Yeah.
Skunk would be another one.
My last one would be squirrel.
Squirrel?
It wouldn't ruin my day.
No, that's actually, like, it's just gonna happen. They freak out.
If I see a squirrel. If I see a squirrel on the road, I say, listen, buddy, I'm going the same exact speed that I'm going. Whatever happens to you, happens to you. Because I'm not swerving anything for a squirrel, because they're skittish. They're like crackheads.
Yeah. All right, my game, and I actually came up with this game because of something you said this morning, Zach. Caesar told Zach that he has a face for TV and he should have been a movie star.
Oh wow!
Caesar said you have the face for TV,
and Zach said, "Who's the Marvel guy? The director, the guy who does is like in charge of everything Marvel? Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
Zach said the only way I'm gonna ever be a movie star is if Kevin Feige comes up and says, you're my next lamplighter." That's the superhero names I came up with.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to give...
That's a real superhero.
Is it? Who is that?
I don't know. Keep going with your game.
I'm going to give a random word, and then you have to add another word to make it a superhero name.
Okay.
Kind of like Deadpool.
Lamplighter is from The Boys.
If I told you pool, you wouldn't have thought that could be a superhero name, but you add dead to it.
Lamplighter's for The Boys. He has fire powers, and it's the same guy that had ice powers in the X-Men movie.
Oh, that's funny.
And the guy who had fire powers in the X-Men movie in this one, who snitched on
Charles the one that had fire powers.
He was also the one that had, yeah.
But all those people were. Like, everyone they had was...
Toad, the girl that had, like, the wings.
The Asian guy that had the needles come out of his face.
Yeah, I liked all that.
All right, Zach, your random word is...
Before you say the word, do I have to, like... Is this, like, when a therapist holds up a picture to you and is like, what do you see?
No. So say if I get... I'm going to give you one word, and then you have to add on to it to make it a superhero name.
Do I have to act fast?
So if I said pool, you could say Deadpool.
Okay. Do I have to act fast?
No, you don't have to act too fast.
Okay.
Your random word is widen.
Ugh. I don't even like that word.
Do you want a new random word?
Widen Whaler.
And what do you do?
He expands parts of his body. Whaling people with his hands.
All right. Caitlin? You get bronze.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. Bronze kneecap.
Knees
beat. You guys know what that's from?
Bronze glider.
Okay. I can do that one.
Come on. I can't get that one.
I can't do that one?
No.
I'm not good at games like this, but bronze doesn't sound hard.
Yeah. The bronze man.
The bronze wrangler, and he has a... Lasso.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Bronze lasso. All right. Sick.
Zach, your word is idea.
F, dude.
That was easy. Captain Idea. He's just freaking smart.
Oh, I can do it on the first?
Yeah, whatever you want. Just add, can even add a whole phrase to it for all I care.
Well, shit, Captain Idea sounds pretty good. Idea guy.
Idea man.
Ding.
You know what, Mr. Idea.
I wish they had Domino in this movie. I guess there wasn't really much room for her, but I thought she's a fun character.
I really like her a lot, too.
She just
with
gets lucky?
The birthmark. Yeah, she was great.
That kind of seems like what Idea Man would do. Like, just out of the blue, he comes up with a great idea.
Mine's Mr. Idea.
Mr. Idea.
Yeah, but he's actually a shapeshifter, and he's got no idea of who he is. That's why they call him Mr. Idea.
Ah, I like it. Dang.
Mr. No Idea.
Okay, Caitlin, yours is describe. If you couldn't do bronze, you certainly can't do describe. I'll give you another one. Rob.
No.
All right. Mr. How about change?
Change, okay.
See? Captain Change. Captain Idea.
I go Change Gang.
Change game.
It's a group of shapeshifters. I have no idea.
They don't know who they are.
But if you wanted to stick with shapeshifters, it could be like
changes
changeling or change
I have a question, and I hope...
I think whatever you do, change is going to be a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. And I kind of messed it up because I just did shapeshifter. I have a question for Caitlin. I feel like I know our answers. Mine would be super speed. I feel like John would be teleportation.
Yeah.
What would be the superpower that you would want the most?
Ooh. Oh, man. Teleportation or flying or something would be a good possibility. Either that or I would want, like, the invisibility cloak.
So you could just be invisible without a cloak.
Yeah, or be invisible.
If a guy said his primary superpower would be invisibility, everyone would think he was a pervert.
For sure. That's a perv power.
Yeah, it's like,
if you're a boy, it's a perv power. If you're a girl, you're a gossip.
That's exactly. It's just because I'm nosy.
Yeah. All right, Zach, here's his prisoner.
Prisoner of war.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and he has... movie idea. Prisoner of War has all of the past battles of the main generals from past, you know, all those generals.
Are you talking about an old superhero movies or an old, like, war, like,
who's
real
the
history?
Guy that killed, like, the Asian guy?
Attila the Hun?
Robert E. Lee?
Yeah. Attila the Hun, all those people. Robert E. Lee, he's got all their battle strategies, all their power, you know. He's just a
prisoner of war.
He's a prisoner of war.
All right, Caitlin, your random word is girl.
Girl boy.
You could literally be anything with this one.
I know.
Invisible girl.
I'm trying to think of what I want the power to be. Mm-hmm. And then... I don't know. Girl Talk, and she reads people's minds.
Oh, nice. That's a good name,
like
too.
That.
Girl
That's
Talk.
A great name for a girl that... That is a great name for a girl that reads minds.
Girl Talk.
Yeah.
All right. Mine is Crouch. I'll go with Crouching Tiger.
Why are you getting it out?
I just wanted one.
Okay. What does Crouching Tiger do?
He can jump really far, and he also has stripes.
I thought that was it until you added the stripes.
All right, Zach, yours is Scrape.
Scrape Gate. He can slash through dimensional planes. So he slashes, and then there's an opening like with his
gate.
Like,
he scrapes it right into a gate.
Scrape Gate. I think I'm doing pretty good.
Caitlin, yours is Effort.
Effort. Effortless, and it's a person that's very strong, so they do everything with minimal.
Boom! Nice. Caitlin's getting into it. Caitlin's good. These last two of Caitlin's were good.
Zach, yours is Fold.
Fold Mold. He just followed a lot.
All right, I'll give you a new one. Shoot. Shoot
Sloop. How do you spell it?
Shoot.
Okay.
I'm guessing you didn't win that spelling bee.
How many ways can you spell shoot?
Two.
Thank you. Idiot. I asked for a sentence before I gave the wrong
definition. You can spell shoot two ways?
You can spell like shoot some letters.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But at first I was thinking shoot could also be spelled shut. Like if you said shoot. I think it might be spelled like shut.
No, it's not.
There's a lot of different ways. Anyways, shoot. His name is Shoot Straight. He just never misses.
Nice. Yeah, then you're just Discount. Discount, double check. One. What were you going to say?
Discount Police, any item she touches inside of a retail store just turns into
50% off. That's what I was going to make a joke like that, but I couldn't think of what would go with it.
Discount Police.
Discount? Question mark? All right. I think that's good.
Give me one more.
Provision.
Give me a word that I...
Provisional. And he has the supervision.
No. Oh! Okay.
Let's tick.
Okay. Tic-tac, and he shrinks down.
Nice.
Ooh, tic-tac. I like that one.
Tic-tac.
Yeah. All right. Let's hope this... Let's hope this podcast is even a podcast. Kaylin, thanks for being on. That was fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Always the best of times. Got to keep on watching, keep on watching. Got to keep on watching, keep on watching.